This is KUNM. I'm Bryce Dix. New Mexico Game and Fish is proposing changes to trapping rules and furred animals in the state. Some of those proposed changes include mandatory education courses, restrictions to where traps can be placed, and a limit to how many animals can be caught. Jesse Dubell is the executive director with the New Mexico Wildlife Federation. He says that the changes could hurt lower-income communities around the state.
For a lot of people in rural communities in New Mexico, this is not only family tradition, but it's also a source of income. Again, they're going to have to work harder to create that income, and in some cases may make the decision that it's gotten to the point where they're going to exit the activity altogether.
Supporters of the new rule say that there should be a limit on how many animals can be killed and are concerned with trap use in high-traffic recreational areas. You can comment on the rules at public meetings in Raton, Roswell, Las Cruces, and Albuquerque, or by mail and email. For KUNM, I'm Bryce Dix.